Okay, so we're holding. I want to deal with the topic I want to deal with today is the balance of the concept of bitachon vis-a-vis the idea that Yaakov was scared. Where, how does it fit, etc. We're going to see multiple different approaches. Just maybe to give a background of the challenge. There's a Gemara in Brachas in Daf Samach Amud Aleph, which really belongs in the packet, but I forgot to put it in. And then we're over here in Daf Samach Amud Aleph says, "Ma'ase behel azake and shaya baba derech." He was traveling and he heard, he was coming back home towards his city, and he heard from a distance that there was screaming, there was some tragedy which took place in the city, and he heard it outside of the city. Omar, he said, "I feel confident that this was not my family." Well, because of Omar, based on regards to such people, the pasuk says, "Mishmor ro lo yira, nacharin liboy betuach b'Hashem." That they're not concerned about a shmor ro because they are confident, their heart is proper, and they rely on Hashem. Amar Rabba kol hechad the rash to like ro, reisha l'seifei midrash misefer l'reisha midrash. Whether you read the pasuk, there's a comma in the middle. So mishmor ro lo yira, nacharin liboy betuach b'Hashem. Or each way you can read the pasuk. Mishmor ala yira matam nuchani b'batoch Hashem, or the other way around, nuchani b'batoch Hashem mishmor ala yira, because you have bitachon and therefore you are not going to be scared. So bitachon allows a person to feel confident that nothing bad is going to happen. That's where it seems to be saying. Okay. Now the more continues and says, "How Talmidah the Havika also Basrei the Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Yosi b'Shukah." There was a Talmud who was walking together with his Rebbe, Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Yosi b'Shukah the Tzion. Chazed the Kama Mafchid. So he was scared. Amalei Chatoat. If you're scared, it means you are a sinner. To see Pachadu b'Tzion Chaytim. The people who are scared are the Chaytim. Amalei. What do you mean? Well, see, Asher Yaldim Mafachi Talmud. But there's another pasuk. Pasuk Mishlei, it is proper. Fortunate is the person who is constantly mafachim; he constantly has fear. That pasuk is referring to a person who is constantly concerned about maintaining the concern about losing the words of Torah that he learned. Therefore, he constantly is reviewing his learning. That's what it means. He should always be. Don't take for granted the fact that you have your knowledge of Torah. You have to constantly review it. That's what it means. But in regards to being scared of something bad will happen to you, that's only if a person is a chayte. Yehuda bar Nosson have a shalko, but also basrei the Rav Hamnuna. Asnach, so Yehuda ben Nosson was walking with Rav Nuna, and he came out of cracks. He was sounded like he was like something bothered him. Amal Yisur boy, how Gabriel say nafshe? He's trying to bring a sermon upon himself. Tchsiv keep pachad pachadati beyaseini. Asher garta yavuli. If you're worried about something, it'll happen to you. I waksim asher mafachi tomid. How about the retorksi? So that's the Gemara. So the Gemara seems to give this background that the person has the ability to have a bitachon concept to the point that he can feel confident that nothing bad will happen to him. Obviously, the question is Yaakov Avinu, right? If this is the power of bitachon and the person is able to do that, so what was Yaakov Avinu scared about? And why, if this thing, such a thing exists, why didn't Yaakov Avinu, as it were, take advantage of it? Number one. Number two, so how exactly does it work? So that you have sort of force a Kodesh Baruch Hu's hand and say, "Listen, Mershon, I know what you want to do, but listen, I decided it's going to be working out like this, and I'm confident you're going to do that, and therefore you're stuck doing whatever I want." So how does that work? Number three, is it good for you? Maybe the best thing for you is not to force a Kodesh Baruch Hu's hand, as it were, but instead the purpose is to whatever the service is supposed to happen is supposed to happen. So how do we absorb all of this? Gemara creates a lot of challenges to understand. So that's been a challenge we're trying to figure out over here. And let's see if we can work it out. So let's see the packet. That's the more in Samach Amud Aleph and Brachos. Okay, so Yaakov Avinu, the Pesukim say before that, "V'yir Yaakov Moed V'yetzelei V'yachas V'zom Sheritoi V'sasun V'sabakor V'alakavim L'shem Achanois." And So he's worried about the Esav's going to come. He'll attack one. The other one will be saved. Then he starts davening. The Rashi says that the Rashi, which you told me, Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yevi Yitzchak, Hashem Remer Elai, Yeshua Elarzichom, Elatcha Evi Timimach, Katoyd Mikol Achazorim Mikol Emes. I am Katoyd. So what does Katoyd mean? So Rashi says, I feel that whatever schusim I had, you paid me out with such tremendous chesed. I've lost my schusim. I'm concerned. So the question is, why am I concerned? You promised me. I'm concerned that even though the Bereshit promised him when he went to Lavan, when he came back, he told him to go back from Lavan, but maybe things have changed, maybe I did something wrong, and therefore I've lost my schusim, which would protect me, and now I'm in danger. Every avtacha that you've promised me, you've done up to this point, way beyond what I deserve. I came into Lavan with just a stick, and I would come back with four wives, 11 children, 12 children, 11 boys and one girl. Right? Tremendous amount of sorrow and a bucker and a valium. What he gave is matana to Esau was just, as Rashi says, it was a drop in the bucket of what he owned. Kesef and Zov. So look what the Bereshit did for him. Through the vehicle of the Maimakal, I crossed the Yarden. So look what the type of Chazar Bereshit has done to me. So I'm concerned that maybe that has paid off my Slusim. Okay. So he's concerned. And Rashi says the main root of the concern is Nisachlati Bechet. I become dirtied by Chet. This is Betzim Gemara. The Gemara says that that's what Yaakov was afraid of. Then Zalat Bechet comes along the Ramban. And the Ramban says Pshat in the Pasuk differently. And he said like this. He has problems with Rashi. That the Rashi told him to go back from Lavan. That was very recent. You know, you want to tell me that, you know, when Karin Chazal, he spent 14 years in Beis Aver, he spent 20 years by Lavan, it's 34 years later. You know, the Taftacha was 34 years ago. A lot of things could have went wrong in the last 34 years. But the Rishon spoke to him and said, go back, it's everything will be good. That took place very recently. Very recently. So the same thing, Saklati Bechet, that should be a concern. Okay? Furthermore, what's this tefillah? He starts davening the brashim. You promised me that about tamarte tevi tibi mok. The next pasuk says that hatzlein in law, but tamarte tevi tibi mok. But something zarach kolay mashali sever meirai. So now he seems invoking the Hashem's promise. But your whole point was I'm not comfortable relying on Hashem's promise because I'm concerned that maybe things have changed. So how can you invoke Hashem's promise in the next line? So the Ramban has difficulty understanding exactly, what is the tefillah? If that's the pshat, what is the tefillah? So he says, the Ramban flips it around and almost says the other way around. Now, the Ramban is not arguing that the Yaakovino came alone, but you're Yaakovino, but he was scared. It's not this, and Rashi explaining he was scared because of Nislach Lebechet. The Ramban is saying, reading the psukim, it does not seem that they'd see that's what's happening. So Ramban says, look at the which bracket of Alkatay Tilarmer. Kikatanu mi Yosef roi lechol achasadim shosim imay. V'chei mi yakum Yaakov kikatanu. So, whatever I got was way beyond what I deserve. I'm way too small to have received what I received. Chenu mi Yosef roi lechol achasadim shosim imay. Eni kadai. V'chasadim heim atoy v'shosim osim ar beloy nader. V'hemes atoy v'shosim tiktoy v'hemes loy hefet achasadim. So there was Chesed and there was Emes. Emes is what a Bereshit promised. And Chesed, which Bereshit went way beyond the promise. Okay. I didn't deserve that you should promise me originally, and that you should do them for me. And for sure, and for sure, I don't deserve what you did beyond that. Okay? So he's arguing, Rosham, you've been acting with me way beyond, above and beyond what I deserve. Therefore, so look at the next page in the Ramban. Plus you can give up. Okay. But Tom Marta, hey, Tavi Timimok. I will be sure you saw Pachdos and Pen Yigur Mechet. Chazal said he was worried about Chet. So, what's his argument according to the post of the Hashem's promise? How does that fit? So, the Ramban like this. Omer, he said like this. You've done for me many things which I have no right to expect. Way beyond. So Kolshkein Shiesh Lasus Imi Chinam Chesed Asher Hizatoni Olov Shetetim Livatar Bazari. Now you promised me this, and I understand them that Chet should take that away. But it's not any worse than all the other Chesedim you did for me which I didn't deserve. So he's using this argument to say that you've done for me many, many things way above and beyond what I deserve. Not that it's my schusim. I mean, if I'm my schusim, I have no schusim for a period. But that shows that your anhaga with me is anhaga of chino, of chesed chino. So if that's true, it's a good argument to say that what you promised, even though maybe I broke the promise, it's not any worse. So you should help me with that also. Vein chet, chatoi, roi, limnoi, mimenu, atoi, vashar, hip, tatoni, bo. I didn't deserve the haftaka originally. If you kept cheshbon of my avoidness, forget it. I'm done. When you originally promised me, was there ever a hamia that promise was based on my schusim? I never deserved it to start with. So the whole thing is a chesed. So my avarice should make it worse. I had avarice before, I have avarice now. Why did the avarice make any problem? Okay. Then he says another prayer which he doesn't like. Then he says at the end of the paragraph, that, so, I will hakoma yirisket, ki derech hatzidikim lira tamid, ho yimis yorei ulai afilu kashayotsu misha, you never know what mistakes you could have made. Okay? So, that's why he has pacha. It's because, what do you mean? I said, I don't understand. You're arguing the Kadosh Baruch Hu that Rosham, you've been giving me an haga above and beyond, way beyond what I deserve. And there's no harm in that I deserve anything near what you're giving me, and that you continue to give me. But I have a right to ask because I see that's what you're doing for me. Right? So, he says, but why am I scared? Because that's the nature of tzaddikim. He says that tzaddikim are aware of the limits of what they do, of how little they have, and they're aware so much, that how much they don't deserve. So they come from a vantage point of a fascinating combination. They have pacha nara, but they also recognize the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu beyond anybody else. The person walks and thinks, I deserve something, so they're not scared, and they don't recognize any chesed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So they're in the most dangerous situation, because the reality is they taka don't deserve, and they're not davening. Right? The tzaddik realizes how much he doesn't deserve, on the one hand, so he's really scared. On the other hand, he recognizes how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu is miskasin with him, because he realizes how much he doesn't deserve, so he's able to daven from that vantage point. So the tzaddik is way ahead of the curve. It's not the Ramban. But all of us plebeians, we're in trouble. All right, you didn't say that part, but that's my comment over here. Okay, so that's the Ramban really is giving a beautiful pshat in the path. Like the Chazal says, he was worried because Shem Yom Echad, right? But not Shem Yom Echad is that it, losing his avtocha. He feels he never had a right, but it wasn't right for the avtocha to start with. He's just saying, I understand. I'm nislach lebechet. I'm full of chet, you know. It's like, you know, the whole thing doesn't make any sense to me. So I'm scared out of my wits, but I also recognize the Kodesh Baruch Hu's chesed. There's a fascinating mabit in Beis Elokim which I looked for. I wanted to put in the packet. I couldn't find it. I mean, I felt the safer, but I couldn't find the piece I was looking for. He says, you know, we have a basic problem. We daven, right? we come to Kodesh Baruch Hu, we daven, we don't deserve anything. Like, you know, like, how do we have the chutzpah to daven coming to Kodesh Baruch Hu and daven? A, we are definitely, you know, very deficient in our responsibility to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Al, right? And Kenega, that he's given me so many chesedim up to this point. Right? So how do we daven? See, this is fascinating. He says that from the other angle, doesn't that tell you how unlimited Kodesh Baruch Hu's chesed is? So if you would believe that you have no right to daven unless you deserve it, you mean what you're really saying is you're limiting Kodesh Baruch Hu's chesed. Because the Kodesh only gives chesed to those who deserve it. Right? And that's not true. Kodesh Baruch Hu's chesed is unlimited. So it would be a chesed and a muna in the infinity of a Kodesh Baruch Hu if you would only daven if you believe you deserve it. It would be a chesed and a muna, because the muna of the infinite being of a Kodesh Baruch Hu includes an infinite chesed. The Rav Chaim Soloveitchik says, you know, we say on Yom Kippur, right? Right? So we go through this whole list of it, it says, Vatom Malei Rachamim. He says, you know what the word Malei Rachamim by Kodesh Baruch Hu means? Right? I mean, just picture the universe. I mean, right? The universe is nothing compared to Kodesh Baruch Hu. But imagine the universe when it's, you know, trillions of light years away, right? Full of Rachamim. That's a lot of Rachamim. Right? That's what means Malei Rachamim. So from that vantage point, Zatu's like, you know, I don't deserve. Like Rosh says, like, yeah, are you out of your mind? Like, what's it do with anything? And if you think that that has something to do with that, it means you don't understand who I am. That's what my bit is saying. So Ramban is taking, I think, you know, I don't know what saying as far as the Mabit says it, but he's presenting such a concept that from the vantage point of the person who is woefully aware, he's very clear, his karma Kodesh Baruch Hu is tremendous, vis-a-vis his responsibilities. He's so aware how much he's deficient. He's also so aware how much the chesed is. So he feels confident. I can ask again for more. Okay. Next page. This is a Rebbeinu Yehuda. Rebbeinu Yehuda in Shar Shlishi. So we mentioned the Rebbeinu Yehuda in Shar Shlishi. What he does is it's Shari Tshuva. So the first Shari is how do you do Tshuva? What is Tshuva? These are the points you have to define Tshuva. The second Shari deals with why should you do Tshuva? Well, you should do Tshuva because you might be dying soon. You should do Tshuva because it's a Yom Kippur. You Tshuva because it gives you six reasons why a person should be doing Tshuva. Motivations for Tshuva. The third Shari is what should you do Tshuva about? Okay? Right? We have how to do Tshuva, why do Tshuva, what are you doing Tshuva about? Well, he makes a list of avarice. His point is some of them are not so obvious to you, and his goal is usually to point them out and also point out how important that they are. So he has a list of now things which are called lav sheber meisa. These are avarice, which they're avarice, they're lavin, but there's no act involved, it's just attitude, words, etc. So the pasuk says, when you see all these nations, don't be scared. Again, you go out, you remember at war, and you see the other army, and the other army, you know, it dwarfs you with their sus and rechev. Don't be scared. He's honor bezesh. You're adam kitzara kreifu. It's not limited to war. He says any scenario where a person is in a situation where danger seems to be the obvious reality. That's what's clear, but that's what's probably going to happen. Tia Yeshua Hashem Belavavoy V'yivtechalav. He should have a feeling that a person could be saved and rely on that. Kedinyan Shenemar Akrav L'Yireyav Yishay. Bereshim's Yeshua is kind of for those who have fear for him. It means another pasuk. So the pasuk is stressing that there's a lav in the Torah to be scared. Be totally calm, and the Bereshim could totally take care of you at any moment. So that would raise the question. So we understand the thought process of the Ramban, but there's a law in the Torah that you may not want to be scared. According to the Ma'abit, we would understand the logic because, like, what are you scared of? Because maybe you don't deserve. Like that's you never deserve anyways. Like, but you just stop. You can please ignore that conversation, right? So starting from that vantage point, it's a problem. He says, you know, I'll be scared. Comes along the Barbanel, the next page, and says the opposite. Pachad Yaakov Yerosim Esav. That which Yaakov was scared. Not because he lacked the belief and the trust in that which he was promised. The truth is, he was totally confident in Hashem. The warrior is not the person not aware. The person who goes to war and thinks he's going to live is an idiot. Right? That's not courage. That's not the strength of a Gibor. The Gibor, he's totally aware that he might die. He's totally aware that things might be bad. But he makes a decision to go ahead anyway. Right? He says, because there's not a philosophy safe from me, this, if Mishi Yikon is a Mokhama, Yilchash Vashal Yomus, La Yikar Gibor, when Mishi Yitin Stalker, La Havs is a Mom and Beinah, the person who's Stalker, because he doesn't like money. Well, you can't even call him a person who is a generous person. He also said, not because he chose to do it. He's scared of death. But choose it anyway. Or Yadim is a person who likes money and gives it away anyway because he understands the importance of giving away money. Okay. I'm going to skip for a second. To the next paragraph. He named came pachad Yaakov hoyim mehekra chachomer. He says the nature of a body is to get scared. That's the nature. Ubitchon hoyim mepas sichlo laavtachos biyudav. He didn't lack his bitachon. He says, what is bitachon relevant? When I say I trust you, right? They're saying, why do I have to trust you? If there's no other outcome, I don't have to trust you. The reason why I have to trust, when do I need trust? I need trust when I see two directions in front of me. I'm not sure what's going to happen. And I say I trust. So if Yaakov was totally confident at the Barbanel that nothing's going to happen, so what do you need trust for? The decision to trust was, I can see the possibility of Mavis, because that is the natural inclination is to be scared of Mavis. And I choose to go ahead and deal with it, relying on a Kodesh Baruch Hu. She says, because if Yitaka was like, I mean, so, he lohay lohay b'teh chayim mavakish afanim acherim latzalase mehabricha mehasifa leir delasay mabriach. He would try and hide somewhere, run away. Ubein zebes ayishlach al Yitzchak aviv shishma elav esav. He would go ask Yitzchak to help him. That's the Eitzah. Right? He says, he spent the night when the people are scared. They don't let sleep for tonight while they're in the morning. Like, you know, they don't say, run away. He went forward relying on the Kodesh Baruch Hu will take care of him. Okay? We have the same reality. Let's say I have a chayla who's very knowledgeable, understands what types of illness he has. He takes a medicine which causes him to a laxative. He realizes that the act of emptying himself out would be very healthy for him. It still tastes bad when he takes it. It still is very uncomfortable when it's doing its business. But it doesn't mean that he chose to do it because he understood how important it is, and he's very happy that he did it. And he feels comfortable with his decision. It doesn't mean there aren't reactions. So, the nature of the body is that it will have fear, but he chose to go ahead and override his fear. But his confidence was because he was Seichel said that's what you're supposed to do. Okay. Why the Russian give another nevuah? Like poor Yaakov was sitting there trembling in his pants. The Russian says, "Okay, you know, give him, be nice to him." Russian, right? But Teresa was Yaakov wasn't scared. Yaakov made a decision to go ahead. Okay. There was no concern. There's no reason to repeat, no need to repeat the promise because there was no concern. There's nothing that she did which is wrong. It's a very fascinating approach from the Barbanel. But the point of Barbanel is that the goal of Bitachon is not to remove your natural instinctive fear. So a person can have a total clarity that comes from Kadosh Baruch Hu, that doesn't mean his body's not going to react in a scary way. So I tell you, I had a fascinating, it's a personal story, which, you know, and I grapple with this question. Kadosh Baruch Hu is everywhere, there's nothing to be scared of. So a person has natural phobias, what does he do? I said the person, you know, natural phobias are instinctive. Right, the person does not choose to be scared or not to be scared. It happens automatically. I am claustrophobic. When I have an MRI, you know, I went there. So I went to the Nikba of Kiskio. You go through that tunnel over there. I came out soaking wet, not from the water. I almost had a panic attack in the middle of it. You know, like it was great, you know. So, you know, when I can have an open MRI, I have an open MRI. I had an MRI which wasn't open. Like, you know, in the middle, the poor guy pulled me out, you know, gave me a drink in the middle. Like, you know, he saw, like, you need a break. I said, yeah, I need a break. I actually came there. I was very upset because they have on the website, you know, for the machines, I looked up, they have in the computerized software they have that you can actually bring in music to play. So which will calm them. So I brought along a shir on Bitochen.
Perfect. How'd that go?
The guy says that they didn't set up, but they got the, you know, the guy over there said they haven't, you know, set up that part of the computer. I said, are you out of your mind? He said, I asked him, how many people have problems with this machine? He said, 40% of people have problems with this machine. Did you have 40% of the problems with the machine? It takes a half an hour to set up this stupid software, and you haven't done that? He says, I'm not a computer tech. I said, I'm not a new one. I was like, what is the company thinking? Okay, you know, that was the end of that shir. So I asked him, do you have an open MRI instead? The Barbanel says, fine. So I'm embarrassed. I'm almost embarrassed. Here's this rabbi, believes in God. What's he scared of? Like, why are you scared?
I thought I heard you mention my name and I didn't quite catch part of what you guys were all laughing about.
No, I'm just saying that, what are we scared of? Right. But on the other hand, I'm, you know, it's very embarrassing. I'm almost as embarrassed. I'm being showing this guy I have a lack of bitachon. Right. I'm a man of God. I don't believe in God. Right. But it turns out what I have a phobia. That's I don't make a decision on it. It's a natural instinct. Right. So according to what the rabbi was saying is that's fine. There's nothing that's normal. I'm not any less than Yaakov Avinu. But the decision to go ahead and do the right thing is because that's what Russia wants me to do. I need to take care of my health. That's bitachon. The Russia I have to deal with what I have to do and deal with it. Right? If I whip out and go to the open MRI, it's a different story. Right? But if I don't whip out and I say, listen, you know, the Russia is here and I got to do what I got to do, yeah, fine. But the better yarn seems to be learning. That the guy is standing there at the cusp of war, right? And he has these guys, you know, like the Rashi says over there, and these have the fellows, they're clanging their shields together, and they're swishing their swords, and their horses are neighing, and the whole thing looks horrible, like, you know, it's like you see in the movies, right? Right? But it's real life. What are you scared of? Don't be scared. Well, you're not allowed to be scared. Means your clarity of that they don't exist and only Kadosh Baruch Hu exists is so clear that you don't even see them. You don't see them, you shouldn't be scared. I don't see an MRI, there's no MRI machine, all there is Kadosh Baruch Hu, Eino Mavada, there's no MRI machine, there's no technician, the whole thing is just a dimion, and nothing to be scared of. That's what he says. Barbanel says, so according to Barbanel, I'm okay. According to the Rebbe Yarda, it seems to be that I'm not doing so great on my scorecard. Okay. Zok, the base of Elohim, the Mabit, this is a different piece of Mabit, which is a fascinating piece of Mabit.
So according to Rabbi Nachman, why is Yaakov, like what he's saying sounds like he really is scared, or he's just at the moment? Like why is he...
No, he's scared. I mean, but he says the proper thing to do is a David. The proper thing to do is to move forward. The proper thing to do is... I mean, his pachad didn't paralyze him. His pachad was pachad. And then he, as an intelligent human being with his karech bechira, chose what to do.
Right, but he has to do his point of davening. I mean, he had to...
Right.
As part of what his shtadlus was.
Whatever his shtadlus right. would be.
You know, it was also to daven, I guess.
Right. Tulis Yaakov, Hatzalino Miyalochi Miyali, Sob Kirenoch, Sepenyabu, kind of Hemobodim. But Tomar to Loisikach, now, the becomes a gracious rabbi, but Tomar to Loisikach Hemobodim. You promised that you don't take a mother and a child, and Esav is going to kill the mother and the child. Good argument, okay? Mm-hmm. In years, Yaakov, Esav, what was Yaakov scared of? Hoysim Mitzah, Shaleya, Hoysim Megurol, Shalesav. Chazal said that Leah was supposed to marry Esav. Tushomer Chazal, Posek, Beinah, Leah, Rakas, Shalotipo, Megurol. Has a valetina. This lady over here is not yours. So that's what he was scared of. He says, your wife, okay, I'm not going to touch. Right? But Leah, he was scared about Leah because he knew that Batsim, he took away Esav's wife. That's what the Midrash says. Klarmer, kigam shikari kantiper v'sedeo shel odom, and with the likach emim bonim. Klarmer Yaakov shagam shaleya hoyitza begrol shel esav, v'nichsevet lo k'sedeo k'beisai. Lo yomachet chashom shiilo nitzachon aleav abanah. So you can't allow that to play out, that he should have a power on either one of them. But together, but both of them for sure, Esav is going to want to try and destroy everything. That you promise you won't do. It's interesting, like, it's a whole different approach to my bit that just comes in, like, from a whole different angle, right? The issue is this keshbin of Leah belongs to Esav. It's just a fascinating piece. Okay. There's a fascinating piece from Rav Elchanan, and in Batsim it's a gra. I think it's a gra. So, he says like this. So let's do the Grah. Let's do the Grah first. The next page is the Grah. We'll go back to Dura B'chanan. And you'll see maybe why. So Dura B'chanan, why I think he's it bets him it's a Grah. So it's a Bira Grah in Yeshaya. Hinei ke Yeshua siyavtach v'leyevchot. Now, that's referring to the Alderach Masha Omar. It says, v'hemin Rashem v'achshavei lo shtachka. It says by Avram that he had a moon on Hashem. And Hashem considered that as its stock. Look, our kosher, my rabbi say, "Kamashul gavim Avram Shemin." Look, it's a zutusi. Look, I bet Avram Minu was a maimon, like the Russian. You know, I was so happy that you were maimon and be like, "Yes, in the wood from a kosher borer." And Avram Minu was talking about Avram Minu. He says, "You know, I wasn't sure if you listened, believe in me." And I'm so happy you decided to do that. Hang in the hoop. The fish matzino gavim Yaakov al pi sheif tiach lo kosher borer who ushvatich b'chol shetelech al pi ken yirayir Yaakov moed sheyir melchet. Yaakov was worried shem yirayir melchet. The Russian promised him mamish, and he was scared. Al Ravam was not scared. He was totally, had total emunah. And he wasn't worried about Shem Yigur Mechet. Avram, l'fi shechoshev sh'haftocha zoiz mitzarat stoka, v'lo mitzarat din, l'kach lo yor, mishori Shem Yigur Mechet, ki chesed Shem Yolam Arulam, av yim yechto. Okay. Zotagoyin, the problem was that Yaakovino thought he's getting it mitzad adin. So if I get it mitzad adin, I'm scared. Maybe I don't deserve it anymore. Avram understood that it was the Russian giving him the midas of chesed. So he's not to be scared of because I'm never deserving. I don't need to be deserving to get it for chesed. A chesed Hashem is me'olam ad olam. The Russian gave it, felt for him that what he did was proper to understand that it's coming from the midas hatzdaka, not from the midas adin. Since until now your rachamecha and your chasadecha took care of us, therefore I feel confident about. I can say you will not leave us. How do I know? Because if the hanhaga with us is based on chesed, I can feel confident it will continue. If the hanhaga is based on my being deserving, forget it. I have no confidence in the future. Okay, let's see the Mechonin. This is Gemara Menachos. Shalom Moshe L'dvarim Hero Kadosh Baruch Hu Chachmei Kol Dor V'Dor Hero Is Rekiva V'Talmidov. The Rosh Hashanah showed Moshe all the generations. He showed Moshe Rabbeinu Rebbe Kiva. Amar Lo Rebbe Shalom Hareisis Tarasa Hareini Skoroi. Okay, I saw his Torah. I'd like to see what reward him, Rebbe Kiva, what reward he gets. Hero Shalom Yisurkin Is Tarah B'Masekas Abraza. The Rosh Hashanah showed him what happened to Rebbe Kiva. So Moshe says Zut Tarah Zut Chara. I mean Gavald Nevel the most. The person, the Moshe Rabbeinu himself, said was greater than me in Torah. He gets this. That's a very strange answer. That's what I thought. That's what I decided. Bashlah, he said like this. The pshat like this. We know Chazal say Medrash, but Chilol B'Mashava Liflanas Arlo Meminas Adin. The Rosh originally planned to make create the world, but then that's why in Parshas Bereishis, the first capital, it only says Hashem's name is Elohim. It doesn't say the Shem Avaya. Rosh and Arlo Miskayim, Rishit the Meminas Harachim Meminas Adin. Okay, but time is Olam B'Mashava Livra Meminas Adin. Why the Rosh wanted to create the world Meminas Adin? The Shemaim, you're having a good time. The neshama is there and having a great time. It's embarrassing. So he has to come here, fight the Yetzirah. So the whole purpose of coming to this world is to get it deservingly. Therefore, if Bereshit uses the meat of not din over here, so back to square one. It's the Hamad Ksufa. So the whole purpose of the whole Bria is that to remove the Nahama, the Ksufa element, that shouldn't be embarrassing. It shouldn't be a handout. So it means get it, come here and get it because you deserve it. Meet us at din. The Yisrael is Mizar Racham, Habra Havik Mahama the Ksufa. Man tells Klab, V.S. Adam Alamazah, but Talkal Bria. Stay at Shemaim ready. So that would be the Russian's plan. El Shurosh Enel Lemiskayim, V'Hagra B'Mukhayim L'Shatim B'Din Zerachim K'Shukol Ad Lemiskayim. Okay, fine. B'chol Zeh B'chol Adam, Zok Tishloh, that was by the average person. But the Russian did a Rekiva Chesed, that Rekiva got it from Minas Adin. So he bets him, and Shemayim was the happiest person that ever existed, because he was totally not embarrassed. So Russian was knowing with him a total Minas Adin, so whatever he got in Shemayim was totally deserving. So from the moment, from the vantage point of Midas Adin, Sot Tishloah, Rekiva Chaberish, after the time Midas Adin, Kigam Midas Uyu Chul Hiskayim. Okay, Mishnagi Man Midas Adin, Gemur Abli Shita Rachim Klau. That's what Rosham answered. Strike, right? That Kach also Mashava Zulafana. That was the Mashava that I had. What Mashava? The Mashava that I had originally to create the world with Midas Adin. That's the Mashava it's referring to. Zot the Bachanan, Fiza Koshka Yaakov, right? Ushmuel Shigdolam Harbi Yisrael Rekiva Chaberov. He snag Ima Hem Beminas Adin, but Beminas Rachem Klau. Okay, and Loshach has Beminas Abitachin. Beminas Ein Lo Malkam Klau. Ilu He snag Adam Beminas Adin Gemura. Abitachin Ein Lo Shachal Yichiv Tachar Berachmei Hashem Yisbarach. But how to Bechesed Elokim? Okay. So that's what he'd like to suggest. So that's really what the Goyim is saying, that the Hagah with Yaakov was an Hagah Midas Adin. So Yaakov says, I'm scared. Avram, for whatever reason, he understood that that's not the Hagah with Kadosh Baruch Hu with the Bria. Avram was worried about what's going to be with his generations to come.
Oh.
Right. So that was he's scared of. So that he understands that's with me personally. You will discuss me as I did, but that wasn't the Rosh Hashanah talk about. Aram was about the generations to come. That has to be me as a rachem. So Ram chapped that's me as a rachem. That's me as a chesed. Nothing to worry about. Yaakov was worried about himself. Right. He and his the shvat the ship they call Midas Adin. See, he's scared out of his mind because there's nobody talking in the situation. Shagir Mechet. That's how the Rebbe Chanan explains it. Okay. Okay. I'm not going to do everything which we have over here in the packet. There's a beautiful piece from the next. I condensed it a little bit. The next four pages are from the Master Club. There's a sefer called Master Club de Hashem. It's from the son of the Rambam, of Ben Rambam. Okay? So the next four, the next two pages, whatever I'm saying, four columns. So he says, Yaakov Avinu's Madrega B'tochem went up and down. There were moments he was higher, moments he was lower. Right? And the Taka was, it says, even the biggest people holding on to full B'tochem is a very, very difficult Madrega. The Revolban, Ali Shurk Elibes, brings a Maisa that he discusses that there is a Madrega of B'tochem where there's no need for Hishtalos at all. So one time, Rav Chaim Volozhiner came to the Goyim, and he was not well. And in those days, when they would deal with it, they would have leeches. So he had leeches on him. He came to the Goyim, and the Goyim was discussing different topics, whatever they were discussing with him. And at one point, they moved to the meat of B'tochen. And the Goyim spoke about B'tochen, and Rav Chaim Volozhiner took the leeches off of his body. He felt he had reached such a clarity of B'tochen. That moment, he was talking about B'tochen, he no longer need for Hishtalos. The conversation continued on to something else, and a little while later, he put the leeches back on. He felt that lapse of time, he lost that same level of that clarity. Wow. He's sitting with the guy discussing B'tochen. He reached a Madrega, it wears off. Like everything wears off. There's a fascinating vort from the Shir Das. Sorry, I have to say Shir Das somewhere in the Shir Das says, says this musik, there's different levels of clarity. So the Mor says like this. The Mor says that there's a loch of asura. A person b'chai b'sis bezdin or malchus, they have to warn him beforehand. The loch is that the asura has to be totally deeper of the aver. Now, what's the purpose of asura? The Mor says the purpose of asura is to differentiate between shogeg and mezid. Now, how long is Tegla Dibur? It's 1.3 seconds. Okay? So the person walks over to the fellow, and he says, if you do this, this is considered Chilul Shabbos, and you're Chayav Skila. And the person says, he's only Chayav Misa, he accepts, he says, I know what you're saying, I'm doing it anyway. That's the halacha. But this conversation took place 3 seconds before he started the Aveira. He's Pater from Misa. Right? Because one Tegla Dibur. Why? Because he's not a mezid. So the Shir Das says, you see that the level of mezid that we need for the Chiyuv Misa, the clarity has to be 100% clarity. And a few seconds passed already, it's not 100%. It's 99.9999. That's not enough for Chiyuv Misa. The nature of us is that whatever Rosh makes something Rosh makes on a person, it wears off. And the chiddush of this gemara is it starts wearing off immediately. We sometimes don't notice the difference until much later on. Chazal, they understood that for the chiyuv misa, the mezid has to be 100%. It's not 100% anymore. It's 99.99. And the day later, it'll be 99.97. Right? And a year later, it's going to be 60. It wears off. So Chaim Lozhin said, the madrega bitochen that I needed, the conversation, but 50 minutes later, it wasn't the same anymore. Right? That's the madrega of B'tochen that a person that the clarity of B'tochen. So the comes along. Rabbeinu Rabbi Rama says Yaakovino also. Right, he had highs and lows. I mean, his lows were way beyond our highs. Right, but that's okay. Right, but there was moments we had the full clarity. Obviously, with the moments of the Nevuah itself, he had no Shiloh. He had the full clarity. The Nevuah has passed. It was years back, or the Nebuah was when we did go back. That was before he left Lava. Right? It took him some time. He's traveling along. It's 7 days. I mean, according to the Cheshire, the Pesukim, it's 7 days, right? Maybe the 8th day already. The Cheshire is 8 days, right? He traveled 7 days. Lava, then they spend the night. The next day, they is the 8th day. The Pesuk continues, says, Yaakov halach hadar, kav yishkub halach elakim, and then we have this story. So suddenly it was the same day. So it's been 8 days since the Rosh Hashanah spoke to him. And said, go back, everything will be fine. 8 days, it's 8 days. It wore off. I mean, it didn't wear off totally. right? But that there should be room for Yira. That's what the Maspik says.
But Yaakov did a lot of Hishtadlus. If he was on this Madrego, I thought he wouldn't need to do any Hishtadlus.
What's he saying? That he wasn't. His Madrego had worn off. First, that's not necessarily true. That's the next piece, which I'm not sure. It's a really long piece. The Ben Yonah in Mishlei, in Perakim, and Pasuk Chavov, Kashem Yeh B'Kislacha, Shemar Rag L'Cham Yilochen. Version will be, Kislacha is a language of support. Version will be there to protect you, and he will protect your travels that you shouldn't be caught anywhere. Nothing bad will happen to you. So this Ben Yonah, there's a very long piece of many others. I copied, I think, all of it. It's six columns long. No, it's not even that. It's seven columns long. I only put six in. Okay? And I marked up some little pieces here and there. It's a lot of information over here. So the puzzle seems to say that the Bereshit is promising, if you have Bitochen, everything will be fine. The Bereshit will protect you, Milochen. Then nothing will ever catch up with you. Nothing will happen to you. So as he points out, the Kenyan says, if you're sharman the Torah, right, which is the psukim earlier, and you have bitachon, like it says over here, you feel confident in the Kodesh Baruch Hu, you will be protected. Nothing will happen to you. Fine. Next paragraph, next column. Wula matzona ki tzaddikim yireim mispachli minachet. We find the tzaddikim were scared. He brings a year Yaakov. It says by Shmuel, how can I go? I'm afraid Shaul will hear about me. Yargeni. Well, Hashem Mafachi Tavin, which the Gemara answered the Torah, but he's saying the Pshutas Shemek is referring to people are scared, and then Mor says it's a good thing. Okay, so he says the first at Madrega Bitachon. He's like this: V'da ki Bitachon who shall yisare by Shum Safik. I'm hired by the king. I feel confident the melech will take care of me, pay me what I'm supposed to get, so I feel very confident, I'm very happy to serve the melech, etc. The first element of the B'tachon is I trust the Kodesh Baruch Hu will take care of me, either in this world or the world to come. That's the first point of B'tachon. B'tachon is it's establishing that I understand I'm here for a purpose, and the Baruch Hu wants to do the purpose. I'm confident that's the reality, and the Baruch Hu will respond to that. He might choose how he wants to respond. That's his business. Okay. Now. Then there's the next column. Tuchelus atzula mina bichlochen miskar avoida. There's something called tuchelus. Tuchelus is hope. So now I have a right to hope. That's netzel. It's uplifted. It's like you would elam atzilus. It's a higher madrega. But the madrega which comes out of bitochen, that if I have the confidence of serving the Kodesh Baruch Hu, he's real. I'm serving him. I don't know what it might be, but I have a right to hope that he's there. I know he's confident that he's there, and I'm serving him. I have a right to hope things will work out in a way which I'd be comfortable with. Like Selzul Litzdaka, Bishel Sheyichta Beni, Aser Bishel Shetiz Asher, Tchel Zatzulam and Abitachim, and Gibrosa and Ifoisam, I see what Rashi does for the whole world. Okay. She says, I know I can't be confident because the Rashi might want to pay me in the world to come, but I feel that there's something. There's some argument that I haven't done something decent. Okay. Then he says in the next column, next page. Whatever the Russian promises, he promises. That's no shiloh. Fine. Next paragraph. The Russian can change anything. Nothing stops the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Come ki tzara kreiva. Yeshua sa lovoi kreiva. Ki kol yuchal v'lo yivotzim en l'mizimah. Nothing stops the Kodesh Baruch Hu. The situation is horrible. fascinating. I think Rav Chaim Shlomitz points this out, right? So the Mora says that Yeshayahu now becomes to Chizkiyahu HaMelech and says, you're going to die. He comes with a nevuah from Kadosh Baruch Hu, since Chizkiyahu so Baruch HaKadosh, he's going to have a son as a Rasha. He didn't want to bring a Rasha into the world. He chose not to get married. Didn't do the mitzvah peruvu. Yeshayahu comes to Chizkiyahu and tells him with the nevuah from Kadosh Baruch Hu, you're not doing Hashem's mitzvah, you're going, you should know, Kimois Tamus. So Chizkiyahu davens. So Yeshayahu says, too late, there's a nevuah from Hashem. He says, Yeshayahu, take your nevuah and get out of here. I have a Masara from my grandfather, David HaMelech. Even if a cherub chad menachas al tzavar shel adam, al yishyash ben rachamin. The sword's on the neck, Rashi could still have mercy. He says, 1 second. You understand something. When we live in a physical world, and there's a sword on a person's neck, that means nothing. Right? The person holding the sword could drop dead at that second. Right? You know, the sword could break. And there's other things going to happen, right? There's no greater sword than a nevuah from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Right? A physical sword, I understand, but the Bershom said he's going to die. Even that sword, Ayisash Ben Rachamim, that's the Kiddush of Chizkiyahu HaMelech was saying this. That even if the Bershom himself said, the Bershom said, the Bershom puts the sword on his neck. He said, you're going to die, and the boy's going to die. No, that doesn't mean anything. And the Sukkim say he lived 15 more years.
How many?
15. Okay. So then he says that, you know, he continues, he says that any situation, whatever the situation is, nothing to be scared of, etc. Then he says the next pair, next column, you'll be talking about Shizkhar Shal Yiftach Ba'adam. But then you understand that the Adam is not going to be the source. It's why Adam doesn't have power. Okay. And then he continues and he says that there is a concept of feeling. Okay. And he doesn't get back now. He gets back to the fear. He finally gets back. So then he says, "Okay." The next page, column first time on Lama's test. He says, "Yischai v'yinu b'tachon l'itav b'mesal rachmei Hashem yisburk kiram v'rachamo." So the part of the clarity of is understand the Bershom is a Rachamon. So therefore, you have a right to be talking being a Rachamon. Okay. Okay, I'm not going to do a little more. Now, I want to do two more things over here, then it's getting late. So there's a Chazanish over here, on the next page. Just through the beginning of the Chazanish. This is the Sefer Zemunah B'Tochen. So Perek Aleph deals with the Muna, Perek Beis deals with B'Tochen. Tos Nushen is these Arzucha B'Leib Rabin B'Musaka B'Tochen. There's a old, very common mistake, which has sort of made it, have sort of settled in people's hearts about B'Tochen. Okay. So he says, the people come along and they say, skip down three lines. It's going to be good. The thing's not going to turn out good. He's lacking bitachon. Vein harozu bitachon lechayin. That's not true. She called her Lodi's Barman of War, girl Austin, ain't Austin Mukhra. You know what's going to happen in the future. You have a Nabu, you know. Otherwise, how do you know? I feel like it'll work out good. What does that mean? How do you have the right to have such confidence? We don't know what Hashem has a plan. B'tachon means that nothing happens by chance, nothing happens by coincidence, nothing happens by happenstance. The Russian is running everything. Okay. So, and if I have that clarity, I understand Kadosh Baruch Hu, wherever he's doing is good. Now, he might do something which I think is bad, but he knows better. So I'm not worried. Because I think it's Greyhound, leave the driving to us. You know? Right? You know, I sit in the back of the bus, you know, And the guy, like, is he really driving right? You know, I'm like, you know, like, you know, like, everything, you know, when you get into, whenever you get into somebody else's car, there's a level of trust implicit in that. I mean, otherwise you would drive with it.
Right.
But there's different levels of trust. Right? There's a trust where you sit in the seat and you wear out the floorboards trying to pretend you have a brake. Right? And you're ready in a moment to grab the steering wheel. Right? And then there's a madriga, which, you know, you bitch just give a little bit of advice along the way. There's a madriga, you're so confident you just fall asleep. That's what he's saying. Like, there's a very good driver, and the bus is being driven by a very good driver. He knows what he's doing. And what are you worried about? But he's taking this funny route. You know, nowadays you have Waze, you understand? Like, you know, I was once chatting with somebody with Waze. Like, you know, I've been telling him we're going through the craziest thing. Like, you know, well, because you trust this stupid thing. You know, this, you know, like this millimeter by millimeter piece of software, right? You trust it. One of the doctor from Cleveland came in for a conference here. They met him in Cleveland afterwards. He says, "Listen, you know, I'm driving with my GPS. Right? I'm looking through some of these neighbors. I'm driving through downtown DC, and I'm looking at myself. You know, this is not a neighborhood I want to be in. Right? And how do I know that this is going to work out? I mean, like, I end up with a dead end. You know, and that's it. You know, you have to back out. All these people with knives coming at you. Like, you know, I don't know." But I'm trusting this little piece of plastic. She says, okay, so you can trust a Kodesh Baruch Hu also, apparently. Like, why is it not any worse than a piece of plastic? So we know how to do it. And we're totally confident, no problem. Yeah, the GPS knows how to get me there, you know. Right? So, you know, it looks pretty bad to me, right? But we know it'll work out. What do you mean work out? You know, it'll work out that the Baruch Hu knows what he's doing. Now, that might mean that this situation will end up way beyond whatever you want. But it's a tough luck. Okay. So the piece of Rav Dessler, just very quickly, take a look at the piece of Rav Dessler. It's the last page, the first side, first column. He brings the Zohar. So that's a fascinating thing. He brings the Gemara Brachas we just saw, that Rakhoit and Mifachet, only people which have do Chatoim are scared. You believe that you're being scared because of something in this world, the Zohar says. But the truth is, there's no such thing. The Zohar says. There's no such thing. I say, I'm scared because, you know, I'm driving down the street, right? And all of a sudden, there's an accident enemy, and I don't know what to do. Says the reason why you're scared is because you have chatoim, is that desire. If you have no chatoim, you would be scared. It's just an expression. Okay. Let's think of an example. The Torah Lono is a pachad asher yifchara adam kishachar v'cherav chadol shasan benefesh. He has this person who hates him in intense hatred, and the guy has the sword on his neck. The enemy has the sword on his neck, and he's looking at this, and he's about to die. Imagine that pachad. Shigvar lo shasan roid seach. He knows that this enemy is a person who's killed before. He knows he can kill him, and he has the knife on his neck. And the reason why you're scared really is because of chatoim. That's the Zohar sense. I told you the story with the Friedrich of the Babacher Rebbe, the Friedrich of the Babacher Rebbe, Yosef Yitzchok, right? That they put a gun to his head, he didn't flinch. This is a communist with a gun to his head. The communists, right? They kill. Right, that was an issue that they had. He says, this little toy makes people talk. He says, that little toy makes people talk, who have one world and many gods. If people have two worlds and one god, it doesn't scare them. I mean, picture that clarity. He says, because if you don't have any chatoim, what are you scared of? That's what the Zohar is saying. I'm sure the Zohar. Okay, the last piece, it's late already, it's really late. Last piece is a piece from Lesher. So really, you deserve to get an introduction to who the Leshem is. And he wants to say something like this. The Kuda, which he's saying, on the right column, he says that yes, there's a concept called Yerushchet. Yerushchet is for the future. Bitachon is for the past. Shema Yigrim Chel is I'm concerned that I don't know what I might do in the future. But once it's done already, you have to assume that Baruch Hashem has chesed, and it's done. It's safe. He says, "I Yaakov." He says like this. Take a look at the last paragraph in the second column, the left column. Okay. Marshall promised something, it won't happen, it will not be lost. I feel like it hates. It brings the variety of that. Okay. He says, where might it happen that it'll be only as one? Imagine that a person who's worked his whole life to grow an avoider, etc. The person says, you know what? You're guaranteed God hates. He says, you know, I don't have to work anymore. So what happened? The person's promise caused him to do things improper. Versus, that avtocha is not going to protect you. You should use avtocha for chetz. Then that chetz undermines avtocha. Other chetzim, no. But if the avtocha is the source, like the Gemara says, echdav ashuv, the verse says, no, there's no tshuva then. If you're going to use tshuva as a way to do chetzim, I'm sorry, that's unacceptable. V'yakovino, means the Russian promised Yaakov that it's going to be good. Yaakov was scared that maybe in some way he was not working himself with the same intensity he used to work on himself. Now that he's Russian promised everything, that will be here as Hashem Elokim. And that's what he was scared of. Awesome. Okay.